Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. 28 degrees. A UPS driver was killed Tuesday in a crash with a train west of Burton at a railroad crossing in the area of U.S. Highway 50 and Woodbury Road near the Reno-Harvey County line. There are no crossing arms at that railroad crossing, just signs. A train with two engines and 54 cars collided with the UPS truck on the driver's side. The driver was pronounced dead at the scene. At Tuesday's Wichita City Council meeting, a number of citizens asked the council to pause their efforts on a proposed 1% sales tax vote.
Celeste Rosette, organizer of Save Taxpayers Vote No, said she is extremely disappointed at the proposal.
We will fight against this rushed, vague, too big project. I'm putting you on notice, and I hate to say that because I have really had high hopes. Things were changing.
Vice Mayor J.B. Johnston said the tax would allow for improvements to Century 2 and voiced his displeasure with Rosette and the Save Century 2 group.
I am extremely disappointed in the Save Century 2 group that apparently will be against this. I don't understand it. I think it's because of past contracts.
After nearly 3 hours of discussion, the council ultimately voted 7-0 to approve a special election on March 3rd. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Officials in Los Angeles announced charges in the murders of director and actor Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle.
L.A. County District Attorney Nathan Hochman says Nick Reiner faces two counts of first-degree murder.
With a special circumstance of multiple murders. He also faces a special allegation that he personally used a dangerous and deadly weapon, that being a knife.
The 32-year-old who is being held without bail, accused of fatally stabbing his parents in their Brentwood home. Hochman noting he'll be arraigned after a medical clearance, adding the charges carry a maximum sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole or the death penalty.
No decision at this point has been made with respect to the death penalty.
Not revealing any details on evidence, but saying Nick Reiner was arrested without incident. In Los Angeles, Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Police are still searching for the suspect who opened fire at Brown University Saturday. Fox's C.B. Cotton has more from Providence, Rhode Island.
The FBI put together a video timeline today of the home surveillance clips showing the man walking leisurely past front yards and houses. In at least one video, he appears to run. Investigators don't know who he is, and they're hoping someone will recognize his build or gait. Saturday's shooting injured 9 students and killed 2 others. Sophomore Ella Cook and first year Muhammad Aziz Umerzakov both died. Umerzakov's sister says he was smart, extroverted, and dreamed of becoming a neurosurgeon.
The FBI is offering an award of $50,000 for information leading to the arrest of a suspect. Today's meeting is the last weekly meeting of the year for the Sedgwick County Commission. Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News it's time to tidy up for the end of the year.
A lot of agreements that will prepare us for 2026, agreements like in our aging department, for example. We'll sign agreements to make sure that congregate meals for senior services and Meals on Wheels, that we have all the agreements signed for all the individuals that will do the work and all the organizations that will do that work in 2026. You'll see community programs. We'll sign those agreements.
Ryan Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Stephen Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:08, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. 28 degrees. A federal judge is allowing construction of the White House ballroom to move forward, rejecting a request by the National Trust for Historic Preservation to temporarily halt President Donald Trump's sprawling project. The preservation group sued the Trump administration last week in a bid to halt an expansive revamp of the White House property that's drawn sharp criticism from Democrats. Members of Congress came together to honor the victims of the deadly anti-Semitic attack in Australia last Sunday.
In bipartisan fashion, U.S. Congress members spoke out condemning the terror attack where 15 people died at Bondi Beach. Dozens more were hurt. New York GOP Congressman Mike Lawler said as anti-Semitic attacks happen,
"We will not tolerate this. We will not accept this as the norm."
His Democratic colleague, Josh Gottheimer of New Jersey, said that requires conviction and perhaps action against adversaries.
Like the government of Iran and the terrorist organizations that they support, who are driving this hatred and violence toward the Jewish people.
House members say they will push the Senate to confirm Trump nominee, businessman and rabbi Yehuda Kaplun, as special envoy to monitor and combat anti-Semitism, a currently vacant post. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Police are investigating the deadly shooting of a Massachusetts Institute of Technology professor.
Professor Nuno Lorero was pronounced dead Tuesday after he was found shot in his Brookline home Monday. The 47-year-old was a member of the Department of Nuclear Science and Engineering, as well as the director of MIT's Plasma Science and Fusion Center. There have been no arrests. Several law enforcement departments are investigating the deadly shooting. Lorero's death comes after the recent mass shooting at Brown University in neighboring Rhode Island. Investigators say the two do not appear to be related. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Police are charging a woman with shoving razor blades into bread loaves at Walmart stores in Mississippi.
Cops say 33-year-old Camille Benson struck at 2 Walmarts in Biloxi. They say that after receiving reports from customers that they discovered the blades in their bread, Walmart employees found additional loaves that had been tampered with, prompting a public announcement urging anyone who bought bread at the stores to inspect theirs. Police say they reviewed security video, which led them to Benson, who is from Texas. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Very cold out there. That's the traffic condition that we're working with. Otherwise, the traffic conditions looking pretty good. Traffic volumes are starting to pick up here and there, but I'm just not really seeing too many issues out there. Now, there is a little bit of fog. Visibility at Eisenhower National Airport listed at 7 miles. Not too bad, but still visibility issues. And we have a stalled out vehicle westbound on Kellogg, right around I-135. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Mostly sunny to partly cloudy and mild today, a high of 57, south winds 10 to 20. Winds switch to the northwest tonight. They will become gusty. Mostly cloudy, could even see a stray rain shower, overnight low 42. Mostly sunny but extreme winds on Thursday, 25 to 45 with gusts near 60. Tomorrow's high 54. More wind and sun on Friday with a high of 55. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now partly cloudy, north wind at 3 miles per hour. 30 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. President Trump plans to address the nation tonight without specifying the reason for his speech. The address is scheduled for 8 p.m. Central Time. And you can hear it live right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello.
Today is Wednesday, December 17th. We had a mostly cloudy, warmer day across South Central Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature was 55 degrees. Normal high for the date, 45.
Yeah.
So 10 degrees on the upside.
Pretty nice.
Yeah. And that was the high was, again, yesterday, 55. And as you heard the forecast, going to be windy tomorrow. Unusual for Kansas, right, Ted?
Oh, yeah,
but this
right.
This is like some big wind. Oh. Okay. December 17th, on this date 122 years ago, 1903, Wilbur and Orville Wright took their first flight and proved man could fly when Orville piloted their Flyer 1 airplane on a 12-second flight over Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. The entire distance covered in the air was shorter than the wingspan of a 747. And a couple of guys who had a bicycle shop in Dayton, Ohio. And from what I read a book on this a couple of years ago, Ted, and their sister, Kathleen, apparently she was the one who generated most of the publicity and attention of those guys. She kind of worked in the marketing section to bring the Wright brothers to people's attention. There was one or two people in France at the time. Very close to the same thing.
Yeah, there were people in France and in Brazil that were kind of doing things at the same time. Trying to figure that out. But
the Wright brothers got the credit for it there.
Well, and here they do.
Yeah.
In those countries, they take the credit.
They take your credit.
The of course, Bob Newhart has a great bit where he talks about marketing the Wright brothers.
Yeah. Bob Newhart always had something great to do. U.S. retail sales in October remained unchanged, stagnant due to declines in auto dealers and gasoline receipts with an overall 0.1% gain. That's 1/10 of 1%. Excluding auto dealers and gasoline service stations, sales increased by 0.5, a half a percent, with 8 out of 13 retail categories posting increases. Control group sales, which feed into the government's calculation of goods spending for GDP, rose by 0.8% in October, the most in 4 months. Wealthier households, have been driving recent spending strength.
Because they have all the money.
Because they have money. While lower income Americans have been more cautious amid tighter budgets. Yeah, they don't have, lower income Americans don't have the money. That's pretty simple. Pretty simple economics. If you don't have it, you can't spend it. You can't even, yeah.
No, you just put it on credit.
Yeah, there you go. Get a credit card.
That's
a way to do it. To those who argue that the U.S. penny had no value, some coin collectors beg to differ. In fact, they doled out millions for the final pennies circulated in the U.S. before the government ended the cents production back in November. The U.S. Mint sold 232 3-cent sets for a whopping sum of $16.76 million at an auction last Thursday, hosted by Stacks Bowers Galleries. The 232nd set, containing the last three pennies ever made, sold for $800,000.
Mm.
Bidder also got the three dies that struck those Lincoln cents. So these are commemorative pennies, not just the usual.
No more pennies.
Not the usual you find in the parking lot over at the Dillon store. By the way, I was really, where was I? I don't know. I don't know where I was. I was shopping the other day, and I found a quarter. Not a penny. It was a quarter. So I had to pick that up.
Good find.
Obviously.
Oh, yeah.
I had to pick that up.
I can't tell you the last time I used a penny.
Okay. I wonder if I've got one in my pocket. I can't remember when somebody's been giving me change. I don't have any. I don't have any change at all. Okay? Not the least of which a penny. All right. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It's Wednesday, and it's time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Got the big championship JUCO football game tonight. National championship game, and it's a fitting matchup. Number one ranked undefeated defending national champ, Hutchinson Community College, taking on the number two team in America, the Iowa Western Reavers, a record of 11-1. Their only loss was 3 months ago at Hutchinson by 3 points. They'll rematch here in the championship game. It's also a rematch of last year's championship game, which Hutchinson won. So the Blue Dragons are going for back-to-back national titles tonight in JUCO football. Hutchinson has won 15 games in a row. This is the third time in the last 4 years these two teams have met for the national title. That game will kick off at 6 o'clock tonight in Canyon, Texas, and it's nationally televised on ESPNU as Hutchinson Community College is going for back-to-back national titles. College men's basketball, home game tonight at Coke Arena for Wichita State. The Shockers hosting Wofford. First meeting ever between these two, the Shockers and the Terriers. Wofford coming here from South Carolina. Both teams winning records. Wofford is 7-4. Shocks are 6-5. Wichita State an 11.5-point favorite on home court. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl begin their pregame coverage at 6 o'clock this evening. The tip-off at 6:30 tonight at Coke Arena for Shocker basketball on 103.7 KEYN. The Shocker women won at Coke Arena yesterday on School Kids Day. 3,000 very boisterous kids at the game at Coke Arena. The Shockers beat Oral Roberts 79-65. Abby Cater came off the bench for the Shockers and made 11 of 12 buckets. Wow. Career-high 24 points.
Huh.
Back-to-back wins for the Shocker ladies. We had college men's action last night in Lawrence, 17th-ranked Kansas. 24-point win over Towson, 73-49. KU's sophomore, Flory Bidunga, made 7 of 8 baskets, finishing with 18 points, 10 rebounds. KU is now 9-3 on the season. All right, Steve, Bill Self at KU has, in home games, has hosted an unranked team 282 times. How many wins?
100, an unranked team?
An unranked team, 282 times. How many of those were wins?
I'll go 280.
You're close. 273 and 9. KU at home under Bill Self against unranked teams.
Yep.
Jayhawks win. They're now 9-3 on the season. Soccer, of course, we have the World Cup. It's going to be at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City 6 months from now in June. The governing body, FIFA, not happy, not making people happy, especially loyal fans of their teams. FIFA was asking loyal fans of their teams to pay $4,200 per ticket to come see the World Cup. And the people in Europe especially just went bonkers. Shock and anger. So now FIFA is allowing some of the tickets to be sold for $60.
What's wrong with those people?
Well, they want to make a ton of money.
That's mafia money.
I know. Well, they call it dynamic pricing. And they were acting as their own resale platform to jack up the prices even further. Yeah, so.
Okay.
Come see the World Cup. Here's your ticket. It costs $4,200. What? Yeah.
I would stay at home for that. Watch it on TV or something.
Well, exactly. So, yeah, that's what FIFA was doing, but everybody reacted.
I hear things about FIFA all the time. Is that just a group of nitwits or what?
Well, it's like any other group that runs a big sports organization. They just, all they care about is just bringing in more money.
Well, they're not going to bring in $4,000 a ticket.
I don't think they are. Goofy, I think people finally reacted to that.
A couple of goofy guys from Kansas can figure that out. Good Lord, folks.
So, yeah, that's what's going on with the FIFA and
FIFA money.
Their dynamic pricing for the World Cup tickets. Yeah, all right. Hey, I got a good little note here from Shocker Basketball History. 70 years ago on this day, the Shockers, of course, playing in their brand-new roundhouse, brand-new field house
that had
just been opened. One of their first, they had played a few games at home. This one was against a team called UCLA. UCLA came to town to take on the Shocks. What a coaching matchup. Ralph Miller versus John Wooden.
Was Wooden already there? Okay.
He was in his eighth year there already.
Yeah. Already?
And the Shockers won that game 76-68. First time ever these teams had met. It wasn't a sellout. 7,300 were at the game. Good crowd, but not a sellout. Bob Hodgson led the Shockers with 25 points. Joe Stevens had 14 points. As the Shockers beat UCLA, That UCLA team ended up ranked in the top 10 by the time the season was over.
How many times have Shockers played UCLA?
Not many.
At least two that I can think of.
Not many. Of course, in the Final Four.
Yeah.
And
Not many.
They've met a few times over the years, but that was the first time the Shockers and UCLA met. It was 70 years ago on this day at the Roundhouse at 21st and Hillside.
I was not at that game.
You were not?
Oh. I think it was
at
good.
Age six, you weren't that.
I think you did morning of kindergarten today.
Hey, that's some pretty good stuff. I know the 7,300 that were there, that was probably a treat to see the Shockers win that game. All right. And that is Sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun. Beers with the boys, girls' night out, a glass of wine with a longtime friend. WBC is the place where groups gather for the holidays. East, West, and historic Delano. Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here.
Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. The importance of friendships. That's coming up with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on a Wednesday morning, 30 degrees. The Wichita City Council has approved $4.77 million in improvements for Douglas Avenue east of downtown.
The project will convert that section of Douglas between Washington and Grove to a three-lane roadway with on-street bicycle lanes and curb extensions to shorten pedestrian crossing distances. Parking and crosswalks near I-135 at East High School will be upgraded, including dedicated space for buses. The city says similar projects in town, including Douglas west of Rock Road and Lincoln between Woodlawn and Rock, have reduced crashes, calmed traffic, and improved pedestrian safety. Additional improvements will include lighting, landscape beds, bike racks, trash receptacles, and street furniture. A six-month pilot project will begin in spring 2026. Construction will start in 2027 and be completed in 2028. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Wichita police have arrested 27-year-old Tyne Blunt in connection to the death of her 4-year-old son. This follows a December 8th incident in the 2600 block of South Topeka, where police officers responded to a report of an unresponsive child, later identified as Tiuri Blunt Porata. The child was pronounced dead later at the hospital. 34-year-old Daniel Martin was initially arrested and booked into the Sedgwick County Jail, where he was charged with felony murder and child abuse, and he remains in custody.
House Republicans are drafting their own health care plan after a bill failed to pass the Senate last week. Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill with more.
A blow to averting skyrocketing health care premiums. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says, wait till next year. However, House Speaker Mike Johnson is entertaining a 2-year tax deduction for those on Obamacare. This cuts insurance companies out of the equation. But members, voting on a plan is different from passing a plan. GOP members from swing districts are fuming. If Congress fails to tackle the spiking costs, Democrats doubt they can fix the issue later on. Now, health care costs are why Democrats withheld their votes to fund the government this fall. Schumer is not committing to the same maneuver before the next funding deadline.
The next deadline is January 30th.
A fellow judge has testified against a judge in Milwaukee on trial on charges that she helped an illegal immigrant evade arrest.
Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Cristela Severa testified Tuesday. She was shocked by Judge Hannah Dugan's behavior. Severa told the jury judges shouldn't help defendants evade arrest. Officers involved in the April arrest of Eduardo Flores Ruiz testified Dugan's behavior made it more dangerous for them to do their jobs. Prosecutors say that after Dugan learned the agents were in the hallway waiting to arrest Flores Ruiz, she led him out of her courtroom through a private door. Dugan is charged with obstruction and concealment. Dugan supporters claim President Trump is looking to make an example of her. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Today's meeting is the last weekly meeting of the year for the Sedgwick County Commission. Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News it's time to tidy up for the end of the year. He says there are a lot of agreements that need to be signed.
Service contracts for example, the intellectual and developmental disability organizations. I think there's 7 or 8 different contracts that we'll sign there to make sure that the organizations like Starkey and Rainbows and other organizations like that are performing their services.
Ryan Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS. And now a look at the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Mostly sunny to partly cloudy and mild today, a high of 57, south winds 10 to 20. Winds switch to the northwest tonight. They will become gusty. Mostly cloudy, could even see a stray rain shower, overnight low 42. Mostly sunny but extreme winds on Thursday, 25 to 45 with gusts near 60. Tomorrow's high 54. More wind and sun on Friday with a high of 55. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And partly cloudy now, 30 degrees, north wind at 3 miles per hour at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Had to do a little scrapage on my car.
Oh, did you?
Okay. I mean, it's as thin as can be, but yeah. I did have to scrape it off.
Yeah, we haven't had that happen too much this year anyway. And I haven't been driving the car that I leave outside.
And so. I noticed some cars out in the parking lot had thin stuff on them from overnight.
Yeah, part of being winter time.
You might have to have your scraper today.
When does winter begin or has
Sunday.
It
Sunday.
This week?
Yep.
Okay, so we're still in fall
These
right
These are the
now.
Final few days of autumn.
Got it. Autumn. I like autumn. Okay. On this date, this is the 17th of December, on this date 56 years ago, and I'm going to have to explain this a little bit to you, 1969, Johnny Carson allowed Tiny Tim to marry his first wife, 17-year-old Miss Vicky, on The Tonight Show.
17?
The marriage didn't last.
Wow. Well,
they
surprised.
Divorced a few years later, and Tim was on his third wife when he died in 1996. Tiny Tim, for people out there, who the heck is Tiny Tim? He was this weird guy. In 1969, he had long black hair, and he wore his pants clear up to his, you know, and he had a little tiny ukulele, and he had one hit.
Yeah.
Tiptoe through the tulips. Which he sang it with a falsetto voice that I can't even come close to matching. He was a character. But Johnny got him on there. And
Johnny realized that you get this guy on the air, and your ratings go up. He was unusual.
So it was 1969, so I'm 19, 20 years old, I tuned in. I watched it.
Well, a lot of people did.
It's like a freak
ratings
show.
Ratings went through the roof when Johnny had them on for that marriage.
He kind of originated a TV freak show there.
A little bit.
Yeah. Tiny Tim, what a character. Anyway, there you go. Tiny Tim's first marriage on TV live on the Johnny Carson Show. Let's see here. How about a German man who earned a Guinness World Record for his collection of 6,100 snow globes? In 2002, revealed his collection has grown now to 11,000 pieces. 11,000 snow globes. How could you fill this room with that and on tables?
Obsessive much?
Yeah. 11,000. Okay, let me see here. Joseph Cardinal broke his own record for the largest collection of snow globes when a Guinness World Records adjudicator visited his Nuremberg home and confirmed he now owns 11,000 different snow globes. Are you a snow globe collector?
Nope.
Do you have any snow globes?
I'm not a collector person. I can't wrap my brain around stuff like that.
Okay. Well, I have to. My daughter Stacy has a collection of snow globes.
Oh, really?
We get her one every Christmas. I don't know how many she's got, but she doesn't. She doesn't have quite 11,000.
But see, that's what a normal thing is: getting one per year.
Yeah.
Instead of one per minute.
Okay. Well, my wife collects, don't you?
Nutcrackers.
Yeah. So we've got one table that's just filled with nutcrackers, and she's got themed nutcrackers, a little Scottish one, and there's a little, you know, a little nun, and there, you know, all the kind of nutcrackers you can think of. And every year we have to trot somebody out to the garage and bring in a couple of boxes of nutcrackers. So there you go.
What do you mean, who's that somebody?
One of my grandkids or one of my grandkids' boyfriends.
Okay.
It's getting to that point where I'm getting cheap labor for nothing. Holiday season at Taco Bell, and hey, every Friday here in the past few weeks, we've been giving away $98 cash at Taco Bell. Could be you. It's Taco Bell's way of saying thank you and happy holidays. $98 cash, and this Friday, I'm going to be at the Taco Bell in the noon hour in the 11,000 block of East Kellogg Drive, way out in the east part of town. And then after that, we have one on Monday, right?
Yep.
And that's it. But Taco Bell, a great way to say, Merry Christmas. And we love it. 6:38 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Stephen 10. As far as fresh news Tuesday for our cattle complex, there was none. The live cattle had a three-session high and traded on two sides of unchanged, while the feeder cattle had two-session highs and traded positive. Now, the close was positive for the entire cattle complex, with the feeder cattle actually having triple-digit gains. Lean hogs traded near last week's highs as they traded and closed positive yesterday. On the close, Feb live cattle 15 cents higher, $230.70. January feeders up $3.40 at $343.32. And Feb hogs were 92 cents higher at $84.77. Now Tuesday, the Chicago wheat and the cotton futures scored new contract lows. The wheat, corn, cotton, soybean complex all made new lows for the current slide and closed negative yesterday. Now the equity and the energy markets also traded negative. Crude oil traded below $55 yesterday for the first time since February of 2021. And overnight, silver futures scored another new record high as it traded above $66. At the moment, March KC wheat down 0.75 cents, 504 1/4. March corn is a penny higher at 437 1/2. January beans down a penny at 1061 3/4. January crude oil trading 97 cents higher at $56.24. February gold's up $16 at $4,348.50, while the March S&P's up 24.5 points at 6,881. March dollar index is 40 cents higher at $98.19, and March Dow Jones futures up 103 points at 48,582. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Left for Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, we had yesterday, we got three small cakes from visitwichita.com. Janelle Holoparic over there, good friend of ours, and it came in a little box, really nice, and I cracked open a box this morning, had three loaves in it, and what Jad and I just pretty much obliterated about half of the first loaf, okay? Which, what was it, pumpkin? Something like that, Jad.
Yeah, it was a pumpkin spice thing. Steve, I had one slice.
And then I went down there a while ago, and it's all gone but one loaf. Somebody at one of these radio stations stole 1 1/2 of our loaves down there.
Hungry.
Wasn't you, was it, Ted?
Wasn't me. I haven't had any yet today.
He said, how tacky is that? Jamel brought that for the guys at KNSS.
You shouldn't have put it out on the
table.
And
these people down in FM say, they just took it. Should we go down there?
Should have kept it here in studio.
Well, can we get them on the air, call them or something, say, hey, would you have got our bread? Bring it back. Isn't that tacky, though? What do you think, Tom?
Well, Steve, I think you ought to get your baseball bats and go down and have a little visit.
Just a little encouragement there for them?
Little encouragement, show who's boss. Well, make sure they don't do it again.
It's like Goodfellas over there with Tom Leffler.
I don't know if I want to do that. Would you recommend a metal or a wooden ball bat?
Well, aluminum are a lot lighter, so you can swing harder.
Yeah, and you can't, you can't break them.
And they make this really neat sound when they hit something. Bing!
Yeah, no kidding. All right, but no, I don't know. I should probably go down there and just give those young people a lecture of some sort. You know, it's not nice.
Well, I tell you what.
Have it if they just asked. Hey, Steve, can we please have some cake? All right.
Set them up, Steve. You know, lay out some chocolate that's really good looking with a little laxative in it.
Now, that's bad.
Wow.
That's bad. I wouldn't have thought of that. Where can we get some Axlex, Jad? No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, there you go. It's in radio we always joke about. If you want some food to disappear, put it on a table in a radio station. It's gone in 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
This kind of sounds like a scene from a WKRP.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Okay. All right, team. Well, we'll talk with you again tomorrow morning, Tom. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities this morning with Steve and Ted talking about that cattle complex coming up. Why U.S. healthcare needs broader reform. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, talking about healthcare this morning. This should be good. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS, 6:47 here on a Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita City Council votes to move ahead with public vote on a sales tax increase.
Two.
Nick Reiner charged with the murders of his parents, Rob and Michelle Reiner.
One.
UPS driver dead after a truck-train collision in Reno County.
Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Taking a look at the traffic cameras right now, I can see that conditions are worsening on the Wichita highways. We've got fog in the area that seems to be getting a little bit thicker, and the traffic volumes are really starting to pick up. So be careful out there this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS and the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 56 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 42. Thursday, sunny, windy. Tomorrow's high, 52 degrees. Very windy tomorrow. Now, partly cloudy sky. North wind at 3 miles per hour. 30 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Great place for lunch and in the evening for libations. How about visiting our good friends at the Monarch? Bring your friends to the Monarch, West Douglas, in historic Delano. Brian Walsh has been convicted of murdering his wife.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. Brian Walsh was found guilty of first-degree murder in the death of his wife nearly 3 years ago. Anna Walsh was 39 years old when her job reported her missing in January of 2023. Last month, before jury selection, Brian Walsh switched to a guilty plea on two lesser charges of misleading police and disposing of a human body. This trial focused solely on the charge of first-degree murder. Prosecutors alleged Brian killed Anna on New Year's Eve, angry over an affair and stress over his own legal troubles involving federal art fraud. Surveillance video showed Brian buying things like cleaning supplies and new rugs. DNA on bloodstained items found in several dumpsters matched both Walsh's. Brian's search history even showed the questions best ways to dispose of a body and can you be charged with murder without a body. Anna's body was never found. The defense argued Anna suffered a sudden death and Brian dismembered her body and threw out her remains in a panic. But the jury didn't buy it. There's more on the story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Boeing stock was a winner on Wall Street Tuesday.
Stocks finishing mixed, dragged down by declines in healthcare and energy stocks as investors parse the latest batch of economic data and continue to worry about lofty AI valuations. 64,000 jobs were created in November above economists' expectations after falling by 105,000 in October as federal government payrolls declined. The unemployment rate rose to 4.6%. The Magnificent Seven tech stocks were mixed. However, shares of Tesla rose over 3% and notched a record close. The Dow winners in NVIDIA, Microsoft, and Boeing, the Dow decliners, United Health, Goldman Sachs, and IBM. The Dow falling 302 points, the Nasdaq higher by 54, S&P 500 down 16. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Why U.S. healthcare needs broader reform. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This morning. Good morning, Don.
I'm probably biting off more than I can chew with this one, boy.
Are you a doctor or what?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, I played one on TV.
There you go. You know?
Back in July of this year, 2025, the U.S. government passed that One Big Beautiful Bill Act, a sweeping budget reconciliation act that trims more than $1 trillion from federal health care and safety net programs by 2034. Now, the affordability subsidies under the Affordable Care Act are being cut or tightened. Those who counted on federal assistance are seeing premiums rise or losing coverage. Well, what can you do now? First of all, try exploring all coverage options. Depending upon your income, you may still qualify for Medicaid, ACA plans, or state-based plans. If you're at a certain income level, you can use community choices. I mean, for those priced out of insurance, federally qualified health centers and sliding scale clinics can provide essential care at reduced rates. Shop your plans carefully. If you enroll in insurance, weigh the premiums, deductibles, and out-of-pocket premiums, especially if financial assistance is limited. Advocate for systemic change. Push for health care reform that reduces reliance on private insurance profits, expands universal access, and doesn't treat health care as a commodity. Recent cutbacks show that when coverage depends upon fluctuating subsidies and political wins, millions are left vulnerable. A system built around private insurance profits, where insurers and administrative overhead take a big cut of every dollar, raises costs and restricts access. We could lower costs through public option hybrid that pools risk broadly. Now, it eliminates profit-driven overhead and ensures health care to all. Such reforms could bring stable, more affordable coverage for everyone, not just during good political cycles, but permanently. But I don't think a lot of politicians have the appetite for actually finding a solution. I'm sorry. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Yeah, they don't know. They're not going to touch
that. No, nobody's going to touch.
And I'm not advocating anything, but it seems to me like in the history of the world when...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When wealthy people get more and more and more, at some point the poor people rise up and just take over. I'm talking about maybe we need socialized medicine. Maybe we need it.
You know
people
what?
Hate it. Oh no, no.
You just if you're going to provide health care, it has to cover everybody.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise only a few can afford it. And the broader, you know, how insurance works, it's just that one of the tenets of insurance is the broader the pool of people using it, the more people that are healthy are not going to need it as much, but that will effectively bring down the cost for everybody. Now everybody's going to say, "Oh, are you a socialist?" You know, well, if you have the appetite to provide health care for everybody, I believe that's
maybe
the
only
best
way
to do it.
Hey, let's talk. I got Ted's here, of course. I want to talk about this sales tax, 1% sales tax. Is that an increase of a local tax that we have, or is that a 1%? Wichita tax. Well, I know we.
I believe there's currently not. There's a county and a state tax, but I believe there's not currently a city sales tax. So that is them entering into the sales tax business.
Yeah, okay. Dom's got it.
Okay.
So now they're going to get 1%. But does it sunset? Some of these they sunset, but once the city puts it in, it's probably going to be a permanent thing.
Well, we got a lot of things need to be done. We can rely on property tax. The price cost is just going to go up and up. Why don't we have some people outside the city help us pay for it? That's the way I look at it.
Well, they're that.
I look at places like other counties where they're progressive and things are happening and things, and they probably have to.
So where are we right now in Sedgwick County? 7.9%, 7.6%, something like that.
I don't know. Who knows? Nobody.
So it's going to
pay and you go.
So it goes up. Was going to go up 1%. So that means that $100,000 truck you're going to buy when you retire. Oh. Just the sales tax alone is going to cost you an extra $1,000.
Look at that dozen eggs I'm paying $3 for yesterday and say, gosh, 21 cents of that is sales tax. I'm not buying that. I'm not going to get those eggs. Oh, come on, folks. All right. Today is National Maple Syrup Day.
I love getting him all wound up.
I know. Isn't it fun? This delicious condiment is just as versatile as it is tasty, you know. People enjoy it drizzled over everything from pancakes to eggs to salads to barbecue. This sugary substance has more potential than some give it credit for. Maple syrup on, what did they say, barbecue? Oh, well.
Oh, yeah, it's sometimes in barbecue sauces.
Okay.
Yeah, that sweetens them up. Well, I tell you, we stumbled upon, literally, a pretty good use for real maple syrup is use it as part of the simple syrup in your old-fashioned.
Your old fashioned what?
Yeah, a little old fashioned. It's a drink. It's called. It's got bourbon or rye and those Italian little those sour, sweet Italian cherries that are so good. Those Luxor cherries.
A very slow shot glass. Ooh, right?
Of just of maple syrup?
Yeah, just maple syrup.
Oh, yeah. Put it in a freezer and it'll slow it down a little bit, so it'll take a little longer. Pour it on top of ice cream. That might be good.
Mm. Well, we started out semi-serious on this segment and then it went downhill. Thank you, Don.
I'm sorry I do that.
Thanks, guys. Coming up top of the hour news with Steve and Ted here this morning. And Rob, Nick Reiner now charged and his parents killing. And we had a fatal accident in Reno County. Those stories coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.